You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Breakfast This Morning, BFM farewelled Auckland Mayor Phil Gough as he prepares to retire from politics. We'll be playing some of Rachel's interview with the outgoing mayor, but first, let's revisit his very first interview on BFM with Mikey Havoc all the way back in 2017.
This town of ours, this wonderful town, this volcanic plateau, isthmus, multi-beached, multicultural, Pacific Rim, Oceania superstar that is Auckland City, hasn't necessarily been a place where many people have wanted to be the mayor.
No, because the
historically
the challenges are pretty big. But you've just outlined, you know, why it's worth fronting up to those challenges. You know, this is a great city to live in. Although looking out over the weather from my desk on the 27th floor here, it doesn't look quite as charming as it normally does out there. Hey, but it is a great city. You know, 1,000 beaches. You've got the three harbours. You've got the Maunga, the volcanic cone. You've got the regional parks. You've got the choice and opportunity in living in a big city with, you know, lots of chances for learning, for work, for leisure. You know, all of those things make Auckland pretty special. And Auckland is New Zealand's only international city. It's the only city that is capable of being globally competitive, and we're living in it. Now, that's the good side. Now, the other side.
It does have a few challenges, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this morning I left home about 5:30 in the morning, and, you know, I leave at that time so I can beat the traffic into town, but guess what? There was a bang on the motorway, and it took me an hour to get in, even at that time of the morning. That's coming up the southern motorway.
You've got no one to bitch to either about that.
No, what's the bloody mayor doing about this, I said to myself. And regrettably, because of where I live, I don't live anywhere near a railway line or a bus station. In fact, I'm 10 kilometres away from the closest railway line or bus station. So it's traffic congestion. And, you know, for a lot of people listening to your show, it's housing affordability. You know, I was just looking
word
at
up. Yeah.
Those awful bloody figures. You know, the average price of a house in Auckland, $1 million. And, you know, yeah, the prices are slowing now. And, you know, then Goldman Sachs came out yesterday and said, look, we've got a 40% chance of the Auckland or the New Zealand housing market going bust, which I thought, you know, we'd go from one extreme to the other.
Yep.
You know,
well, they'd know all about that anyway.
Yeah, they would. Goldman Sachs, they know a thing or two about bust and liquidation,
yeah.
and speculation. But so those, you know, to me, those are the two really big problems. And that leads me to the third and the big challenge there is, how do Auckland Council and I as mayor get the money that we need to invest in infrastructure so we can build more houses, so we can create a better transport system, including cycling, including public transport, as well as, you know, the usual upgrades on roads. So
next up, Rachel asked Phil Gough this morning about what he was able to achieve during his tenure.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about your time in the role as mayor. What would you say you feel is your legacy leaving this space? What's something you're the most proud of?
Yeah, well, look, a number of things, I think, Rachel. One, you know, we've had stable, responsible, evidence-driven governance. We haven't been undermined by scandal. We haven't been neutered by disunity. We've always had, you know, very clear majorities for the budgets that I've proposed, six of them. We've saved hundreds of millions of dollars from value for money schemes. We've kept our debt well below the maximum allowed. We've built up our asset base to $70 billion. So, you know, huge increase in expenditure on transport infrastructure that was neglected for years. A big increase in things like water. So added 100 million litres a day more water. Probably one of the most important things from my point of view is investment in the environment. We've planted 2.7 million native trees. We've really invested heavily in predator control. So our kokako have, you know, gone from 106 breeding pairs in the Hunuas in 2018 to 229 this year. We've done 100 kilometres of kauri-safe tracks to prevent the spread of dieback disease. We've daylighted creeks. We've upgraded parks. You know, those things are really good. Last but not least, I think it's trying to make our city more inclusive, giving our workers the living wage, working to help the homeless, the support we gave to Homeground, the Auckland City Mission, working particularly after the dreadful events of the 15th of March in 2019, to support our Muslim community, saying, you know, we have zero tolerance for bigotry, racism, discrimination. We stand alongside you. Doesn't matter what your race, colour or creed, you are equally an Aucklander and you deserve to be treated with respect. So, you know, that sort of movement, that sort of emphasis, I think, has been what I'm most proud of for the city over the last 6 years.
And what do you hope to see for Auckland? Obviously, you're not going to be, you know, in the driver's seat anymore, but what are you hoping Auckland is going to look like in the next 10 years, perhaps?
Yeah, it'd be funny not being in the driver's seat. I've just got to make sure I'm not a backseat driver and the, you know, Oscar the Grouch on the sidelines complaining about everything. Look, I'd like to see a continuation on what we're doing, in particular climate change. We've made a really good start on climate change with our climate action plan, our transport emissions reduction plan, the climate action targeted rate. This is not something you can put on hold. This is not a nice to have. It's an absolutely essential. So keep the momentum up on that. It's a big challenge. We've got to change the way we live, but it's about our survival and the survival of our kids and our grandkids. Looking after, continuing to look after the environment, everything's got to be around sustainability, the circular economy, making sure that, you know, we'll be collecting food scraps, phasing that in over the next couple of years, making sure that we're developing our parks and optimising our regional parks and adding to them, which we've been doing. That's really important. And, you know, we just have to, linking all those things together, have an infrastructure that serves the city. So big challenges at the moment are tackling our bus driver shortage, which, you know, we're lifting wages on that. Big challenge of Kiwi Rail, years of neglect of that line and taking lines out of service at the moment because you've got to do some fundamental repair work on it. But getting our public transport system so that it's world class, so that people can move easily from reliance on cars to saying our public transport system is reliable, it's regular, and it's comfortable and it's safe. Those are the big challenges ahead of us. We've started down the right track. We've just got to keep that momentum up. Got to keep improving it to make our city world-class, sustainable and inclusive.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.